Are there any lesbians in? No, my gaydar is pretty much honed in on this pair down there. Hello, how are you two? You all right? Yeah. Are you? I presume you're a couple?
Married, yes.
You're married? Oh, congratulations. Thank you. Fabulous. How long have you been married?
Since October.
Since October? My God, it's new and fresh. Have you even finished consummating the relationship?
No.
You don't know when you finish, do you? That's one of the problems with your lifestyle choice. We'll just put that on hold. We'll be back in a minute. Well, so you're married, you're committed to each other. Well, it's maybe a crazy question to ask you because you're in this long-term relationship and you love each other, but what would it take to get you back on solids? She's a definite no and you're a maybe. Okay, good. Oh, I love my job. I tell you what, I'm going to do a test and see whether we've got any other sisters in the room, see if there's any other lesbian. Sisters. Like, I'm a lesbian. I've got the haircut. Come on. I look a bit like K.D. Lang. I could get away with it. You're sniggering. What's your name, blonde lady? Who... Move along? What are you saying, Vicky? Dance for me, monkey boy? Is he your fella? Well, what do you mean? He's either your fella or he isn't. Is he your fella? Yeah. Sorry, she's saying yes. And you're saying no, and you're just look, you've gone really red and you look really embarrassed. They're fuck buddies. I see. Wow, how very modern. How very 2005. So you're not going out with each other, but you are fuck buddies. That is fantastic. Can we just all take a moment to, you know, congratulate that man there? A lot of work has gone into that. A lot of work has gone into that. He's had to buy a Cosmopolitan for a couple of years. Sorry? And they'll know that you're a dirty little hussy. The great thing about that is that he's convinced you that, yeah, we don't need a relationship. It's so old-fashioned. I should be able to sleep with whoever I want to sleep with. And so should you, as long as it's just me. When I say... Yeah, there'll be a lot of jokes. It's not every day I get to talk to a slag. Come on. Now... I don't know where the mark is until I overstep it. That's my... You just did. That is juvenile. That... Sorry, for those of you that didn't see that, it'll be on the DVD. Available at all good car boots. Vicky's response to that. Yeah, she's been called a slag at a show. That's not good in anyone's book, and I apologise for that unreservedly. But did you really need to do that? God bless you. Any other ultimate sexual fancies?
An amputee.
An amputee. It's not Paul McCartney, is it? I can't see. Any other ultimate sexual fantasies?
Girlfriend.
My girlfriend? Well, maybe we could double team her. My girlfriend is your ultimate sexual fantasy. Yes, people see my girlfriend and they see me and they say, she's only going out with you because you're famous. And I say, but I am famous. What's your point? Is that your girlfriend?
That is my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend? I'm not going to swap if that's okay. Can I just clarify? You are a beautiful lady, no disrespect to you. But he heckled, I had to put him down, and the only way to get to him was through you. I like the way as well, I suggested your girlfriend wasn't good looking enough and you applauded. Yeah, you'll be using those hands later on, won't you? Are there any single men in this evening? Anyone single? You're single. Well, don't panic, I've got some advice for you. If you really like a girl and you ask her out and she says to you, I love you like a brother, suggest a weekend in Norfolk. Unless you're from Norfolk, in which case it probably is your sister. So are you from Norfolk? You don't look like you're from Norfolk.
I'm from Thetford in Norfolk.
You're from Thetford in Norfolk. And is that your sister, girlfriend, both? Sorry, and you're here with your sister? Not really, though. Saturday night out, I'll take my sister. She's a looker. Have you ever with the... I'm only asking. Do you think your sister's attractive, can I ask? Do you think she's attractive or not?
She's OK.
She's OK. Did you give her one? That was very low, sorry. What about you, love? I can't believe that. He's from Norfolk. And he's brought his sister. It could scarcely be better. I'm amazed you didn't bring your mum. Did you split up? I often get asked this. What celebrity would you most like to sleep with? Angelina Jolie. I'd love to have a go on that. She's an attractive woman, isn't she? I had a dream about her a couple of weeks ago. I'm not saying it was sexy. I had to get the sheets off with a toffee hammer. That's a weird joke, isn't it? Because at once your mind has to go, and, oh, toffee hammers. I realise I haven't got much of a chance with Angelina Jolie. She's with Brad Pitt. I've got a face like a potato.
What might do this evening, Birmingham? Obviously, you've all come out to see the show this evening. I'm very grateful for that. I love my job. I love the fact you come out to see me live. But we're all sort of friends here, and you've bought tickets to come and see me at the show. So I tend not to get heckled in the way that I used to get heckled when I used to play the clubs. When I used to play the clubs, you were unannounced. But, you know, the venue was bigger than the name, so people would come along. They wouldn't be invested. If they didn't like it, they would shout rude things out. I used to love that proper aggressive heckling. I thought, well, why don't we? Because yeah, people tend not to do it at these kind of gigs because people don't want to fuck up the evening for themselves or for anyone else. Hold your horses just one second. People tend, one notable exception, people tend not to want to fuck the gig up. But I thought it's quite nice, it's quite a fun thing, heckles. So why don't we have a heckle amnesty, a little 2-3 minutes where you can just fill your boots. If you've got something abusive to shout, have at it. Have you actually got Tourette's? That was so quick. Can't fuck bum. And fuck bum, that's such a weird thing to shout. Fuck bum. Like the rudest words you know. Fuck, can't bum. Any other heckles? What, sorry? Peter Kay was sold out, so you had to come here. Unlucky. I bet he wouldn't have called you a cunt. Unfortunately, I'm not Peter Kay. Cunt. It's a very different kind of show. Peter show's good too. I love swearing. I've always quite... Oh, you all right? Sorry, what was that? I missed a bit of chat. Hi. Sorry, it's not the telly. If you talk, I can hear. Now you're looking pissed off. You're thinking, I didn't press the red button, it's gone all interactive. What were you saying? Go on, say.
I thought you were talking about snake bite drink.
You thought... She just said, I thought you were talking about snake bite the drink. Yeah. What happened was... OK, in a joke is like two stories, yeah?
And the first story makes you make an assumption about something. So the assumption people made about snake bite in that joke was that it was a snake biting you. That's the setup of the joke. So you made the assumption he's talking about a snake bite, a snake biting someone. In the second part of the joke, often known as the punchline, what you'll find is that rug will be whipped from under you, and you'll realise that the assumption you made was erroneous. Suddenly revealing a fact that was previously concealed is the nature of all one-liners, madam. So in essence, I was talking about both snake bites, the thing that happens when a snake bites you, and also the drink. No problem at all, it's lovely to help. It's nice to have you here this evening, because I think one of the charity gigs I did helped pay for the minibus that brought you here. So, nice to see that money wasn't wasted. Oh, bless her little heart. What are you making of the rest of the show? Are you just enjoying the spangly things? They say don't masturbate, you'll go blind. Yeah, only if you get it in your eyes. Aim away. Who do you think about when you masturbate? Her. So do I, she's lovely. That was a good answer. You think about your partner when you masturbate. I think I'll put my hand on my heart, speak on behalf of every man in here and say, when we masturbate, we think about you ladies. We think about our partners, our wives and our girlfriends. Yeah? We think, we do. I do, I always think of my girlfriend. I think, Ocean's walking. She doesn't even know I've got these magazines. I'd like to end by talking about threesomes, because it tends to divide the sexes. Most men would be quite up for a threesome with two girls. Most women don't really fancy that action. If you're asked to bring a friend, you tend to get a little bit offended. And I think it's because men are such bad communicators. You know, when we ask for that, women sort of hear, oh, what, I'm not enough woman for you, you need two women to satisfy you because you're such a big man. That's not what we're saying, ladies. What we're saying is, wouldn't it be brilliant if after sex there was someone there for you to talk to? Men tend to fall asleep directly after sex. All I'm saying is, maybe for women, put a bit more into it. Sorry, that's not meant to be misogynistic in any way. I was reading in Tits and Arse magazine. Very interesting and informative article. It was about the difficulties of asking your partner for anal sex. It was entitled, What If She Takes It the Wrong Way? Sorry, I can see you're shifting uncomfortably there. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sure whatever you decide about anal sex, I'm sure he'll be right behind you. It's easier to get forgiveness than permission. Just thought I'd slip that in. I got interviewed last week by a very nice young lady. She said, what's your house like? I said, I've got a semi. Which would have been fine, but then I showed it to her. And of course, by then, it wasn't a semi. If you ask 10 randomly chosen women how often they wash their knickers, a surprising number answer, how did you get in here? Come on in, sit down. What's your name, madam?
Alexa.
Alexa. And what is it, some sort of cystitis? What's the matter? What do you do for a living, Alexa?
Lots of things.
You do lots of things?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I've seen a card advertising your services. Are you new in town? Go on, sir. Don't let me guess.
So, I'm an aspiring presenter.
You're an aspiring presenter?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I'll say to you what I say to all aspiring presenters that I meet. I'll have an Americano, please. Oh, I fucking love my job. There's a thin line between neighbourhood watch and becoming a vigilante, and it's a line you cross when you buy a cape. Do you know there's now a warning on superhero costumes? If you buy a superhero costume, it says on it, this costume does not give you special powers. Or indeed, the right to see your children. Kids say the funniest things. Please don't hurt mummy.
She's already dead.
Are there any mums in? By shouting out, who's a mum?
Yes.
Proper ones, not just ones that have done it to get a flat. I'm kidding, we all love mums. You know, mums are great. They're the great unsung heroes of our society. They do so much for so little. What do mums ever get? All they ever get is, you know, not even a thank you, just Mother's Day. Mother's Day's rubbish, isn't it? It's like a Toblerone from the garage or some flowers from a lamppost. What? I think it's all right to give your mum flowers you've taken from a lamppost where there's been an accident. Because if you think about it, you wouldn't do that if she'd brought you up a little bit better. It's her fault. Of course, one of the major supermarkets is trying to redress the balance, yeah? There's just Mother's Day for mums, but they've decided to have a Mum of the Year competition. Mum of the Year, to sort of, you know, just reward ordinary, everyday mums. Acknowledge, you know, all the good work mums do. The only thing I would question about their charitable endeavour is the massive banners they put outside every one of their superstores saying, enter your mum today. I mean, fair enough, if she's up for that, she deserves something. Might I suggest a call from social services? Sugary tea was my mum's cure for everything. Her, like, elixir of life. If you had any kind of problem, emotional, physical, financial, it wouldn't matter. She would say, come in, I'll make you a nice sweet cup of tea. Which was fine until we found out my brother was diabetic. My crisps tasted rubbish. Oh. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. I became Latino there for a second. No, you're there. Yeah, I did. I had crisps. Did you see? I had crisps. Jimmy Con Carne crisps. The good people at Walkers, for comic relief, they brought out a flavour of my crisps, and it was me and Al Murray and Frank Skinner and Stephen Fry. And then they made these crisps, and every packet they sold, they gave 5p to the starving people in Africa. And I said to them, why don't you just send them the fucking crisps? Got to make more sense, hasn't it? Because they can't be as fussy about the flavours. If you're starving, you're fine, aren't you? Well, these are a bit, nah, fair enough. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.